So, you finally arrived. Yes, I have seen you entering my hideout. Why all the surprise? I could detect your aura from miles away. And by that glowing sword in your hand, I suppose you're here to kill me. Don't worry, there are no traps in this room or minions waiting to attack you. You can take your time to check if you want. It's not like I have anywhere to run, is it? Just let me get up from my armchair. Wait! If we fight here, one of us will certainly die. But do things really need to end like this? What do I mean? I see you're a paladin from that holy symbol in your armor. Can you at least have a bit of mercy and give me a chance to explain myself? I wonder what people told you about me. Let me guess. They told you that I'm a leech, spreading misery and undeath on this land, that I steal innocent people's souls for power, that I'm the incarnation of evil itself. You don't need to answer. From the look on your face, I can see that I'm right. Am I not those things? Well, I have a proposition. I'll tell you my version of the story, and you can make your own judgment. Does that feel suitable? Good. You probably know this land was ravaged by a war 8 years ago. Almost every man was killed, leaving mostly women and children. We didn't have any defense or labor force. Our people were either going to starve to death or get invaded and murdered, whichever came first. I wasn't the most powerful wizard at the time, and I was really young, but I had some knowledge of the occult arts, so I started raising some of the corpses who had died in the war as soldiers and farmers. I know raising the body of a dead person to serve a purpose is not a good thing to do, but what was the other option? Watch my people die terrible deaths, knowing that I'm the only one who could help them? I will not pretend I don't have any blood in my hands. Kings thought a place like this existing would be a menace to them, to their authority. So they started spreading rumors about me. Knights came here to become so-called heroes, and I had to defend myself. But please, consider all your eyes have witnessed. Have you ever seen one of the undead from this land attacking or killing an innocent? I know you won't believe me. No one ever does. Even though I became more powerful since then, keeping and controlling lives like that drains a lot of my energy. That's the reason why my skin is so pale. I'm not actually a leech. I'm weak. It even hurts sometimes. I'll just be honest, I can't fight you like this. Even if I could fight, I don't want to. Being hunted down and hated like this for trying to help people. Being alone. I can't handle this anymore. Here, I'll kneel with my back turned to you, so you don't have to look into my eyes. Go on with your duty, Paladin. End me. I just beg you to make it painless. What? I told you to kill me. Why are you hugging me? No. Please don't let go. Do you believe me? But I know you have an oath to your God. You shouldn't let a necromancer like me live, let alone comfort me like that. You're holding me even closer now. I know I should be afraid of being at the enemy's mercy like that, but this feeling is so soothing. Please stay like that, just for a little longer. What do you mean I'm not your enemy anymore? Oh, I really don't know what to say. It's good to be appreciated like that. But I only did what I thought was the right thing. Thank you, though. For this. For making me feel better. Wait. Please don't look at my face. I must look so pathetic right now, with tears running down my face and full of red spots on my skin. I don't want you to pity me even more. And you ignored my advice. Well, that's me right now. A hideous, broken mess. Stop. Aren't you supposed to never lie? I know I look pitiful. All right. If you say so. Oh, you need to leave now. I see. Thank you again for your kindness. I promise I won't forget that. Who knows if our paths won't cross again in the future. Farewell, Paladin. Please, wait a minute. It's dark and cold outside. I know you're strong, but it's dangerous. And other people might come here with the intention of harming me too. Would you maybe stay here for the night? Yes, I am sure, of course. You will? Good. I mean, I'm really happy. I'm not sure if the door will close properly after you, well, kicked it in. Don't worry. You don't need to apologize for that. I can transmute another door later. I'm just exhausted. You can come in properly now, by the way. I won't bite you or steal your soul. You can also remove your armor if you wish to. All this metal must feel so uncomfortable. I mean, you're wearing something beneath it, aren't you? Well, that might have been a stupid question. I'm still a bit dazed with all of that. As I've said, I'm really tired. I think we should probably go to bed now. Yes, we. Why are you looking at me like that? You are my guest. I'm not going to let you sleep on the floor. Don't even try to insist. I know it's probably not the biggest or the most comfortable bed in the world, but you can't have a lot of luxury when trying to be hidden, can you? Good night, big man. Hey, it's so cold here, and my blanket isn't big enough for the both of us, apparently. I was thinking, since you are the one that broke my door, it's only fair that you help keep me warm. You don't seem to have taken a lot to convince. Hey, I'm kidding. Don't Don't be embarrassed. Just put your arms around me as you did before, please. This feels even better without all that cold metal. Your body, it's so warm. My skin even feels so cold and lifeless. But being at your side and having your strong arms around me makes me become warm again and feel safe. Now that we're so close together, I've noticed something that I didn't before. How handsome you are. Just a random question with no intent behind it, okay? Do you have a wife? No? Really? That was not the answer I was expecting, actually. Nothing. It's just that it could be wrong for us to be like this if you did. Cuddling. My hands going through your hair. Our lips getting so close. This felt even better than just being held by you. Can we maybe do it a bit more? Or we could keep doing this forever. When I'm like this with you, it all goes away. The cold, the pain, the sadness. Why are you drifting away from me? Did I do something wrong? Then what's the matter? You don't need to be shy. Oh. Now I see. Kissing like that provoked some reactions on your body. There's no need to be ashamed. I'm not the most experienced in those things, but I've read about them. A lot, actually. Let's say I find this subject quite intriguing. I am aware that this is a pretty normal reaction for men, and I did not expect that, but I like knowing that you're feeling this way because of me. Can I maybe, I don't know, touch it? As an experiment, of course. It's not a chance I get very often. It feels really nice. And you seem to be getting even harder now. So I assume you like me touching you? Wow, it's really starting to bulge in your pants. And is it just me or is it getting hot in here all of a sudden? I remember feeling cold not very long ago. You know, if you want me that much, I can be yours for the night. Ugh, I need to stop being so shy. I want to be yours for the night. Let me tell you a little secret. Kissing makes me feel things too. Yes, you may take my robes off. I'll untie your shirt. And now you can see me, completely naked and vulnerable for you. I know I'm very small and frail, but I hope I'm enough to satisfy you. I should stop saying those things. Right. I'll try to. You have such a sexy and manly chest. I can't help but rubbing my hands on it. You can touch me now, wherever you want. Just be gentle, please. I've never been touched like that by a man before, or even kissed a man before you, to be honest. These hands are so strong and warm. They feel so good. Gently touching my breasts and rubbing my back. Come closer, please. I want to feel your lips again. I was talking about feeling them on my lips, but they do feel good kissing my neck like this. Very good indeed. Keep going. Thank you for being so tender with me, but I can see the passion in your eyes, and you're almost bursting out of your pants. I can't stand seeing you like this, being so strictly bound by your clothes. I feel obligated to take them off and end your suffering. And now I shall continue with my experiment. Please enjoy yourself. Fuck. Hey, you should warn me before rubbing me down there. Like this. Huh? Why'd you look so shocked? Is it because I used a naughty word? Come on. Just because I have a refined vocabulary doesn't mean I don't say stuff like that sometimes. Oh, is this a challenge? How dare you challenge my knowledge? All right, get your head closer. My pussy is so wet for you. I want this hard cock inside me so fucking much. See? I told you I could. You suddenly got so. Wow, you're not even letting me speak anymore. And you're already spreading my legs. And putting your head between them. No, no, please don't stop. Please, go on. Ah! Ah! Oh, fuck! Ah! Oh, the feeling of your tongue against me. Oh, I feel so. Oh, so fucking good. Oh, yes. I said I was wet for you. That was not just me trying to provoke something. It was true. And having you using your mouth on me is, oh, amazing. Oh, I want your tongue licking inside me. Please to keep doing that. that. Oh. Oh. Do you like my taste? I have a feeling that you are enjoying that. Oh. Quite a lot. Oh. Oh, God. If you keep licking and sucking on my clit, I think I'll lose my mind. A little bit more to the side. Yes, there, yes. 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 My legs are shaking. Can you grab them tighter? Oh, fuck. Oh. Now my entire body is squirming. I can definitely feel something building up inside. Oh my God. Oh, yes, I'm close. I'm so fucking close. Keep going, keep going. You can even go faster if you want to. Oh my God. The feeling of your tongue on my G-spot. It feels so good. Oh my God. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh. More. Oh. Put a finger in. Yes. Yes, like that. Oh, yeah. Put another in. Oh, it feels so good. Right there. Oh. I'm coming. Wow, that was amazing. And you're not very pure for a holy man. Do you know that? I really want to feel you inside of me, but I'm a bit exhausted right now. Just give me a couple minutes. Until then, I think I can try and repay the favor a little bit. You definitely deserve it. You taste really good too. I have to admit it. I don't have a lot of experience with that. But I'm really enjoying it, so I hope you are as well. I got a little too excited. And your cock is very big compared to my mouth. I'll have to go a bit slower. I should probably use my tongue a bit more, right? Like this? Please tell me what you like the most. I'm trying to go by instinct and stuff. I read in books here. I can feel your cock pulsating inside my mouth already. It's making me even more eager to have you. Okay. I'm ready. Can I go on top? I mean, I'm so wet it's dripping down my legs, but I'm still a virgin, so it might hurt a bit. I think I control the pace better this way. Is that fine? Thank you. Lay back then. I'll straddle you. And you can grab my hips as I... Slowly... lower myself. And let you take my virginity. Don't worry about me. Yes, it hurts, and I think I'm bleeding a little bit, but it feels so good at the same time. I can take it. Oh. I'll just keep gently sliding you in deeper until you're all the way inside me. Oh, I love this so much. I never thought I needed something like this, but oh, how wrong I was. I need you. This is so amazing. Yeah. You're going so deep inside me. Fuck, this feels so good. I'm gonna start moving up and down now. Are you ready? Do you like it? Feeling my tight pussy squeezing you like this. Wow. The way you look into my eyes. It looks like you're struggling so much to contain yourself and be gentle. Thank you for that. But it's also so tempting. I can't help but imagine what you would do to me if you weren't. You can grab my hips harder if you want. Oh, don't worry about leaving bruises. I don't mind. Thrust into me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Teach me this naughty necromancer a lesson. It still hurts a little, but I can't stop. I can't. I want more. I've never felt... Oh my god. Anything like this before? I think I'm close again already. Yes. But no, don't slow down. I want you to make me come again. Please. Oh, yes. Keep listening to me. Yes. Yes. Hold me tight. Make me come all over you. Oh my God. I can feel you throbbing so much. Oh, sorry. I can't let you come inside. I know what will happen if I do. But you can't do it in my mouth, and I'll happily swallow every drop of it. Yes. Come in my mouth. Come in my mouth. Wow, you came alive. Damn, I almost joked with it. That's not a complaint, by the way. I really like to taste your seed like this. And now... your soul belongs to me. The way your eyes opened wide. I'm messing with you. Calm down. But for real now, thank you for kind of saving me from myself and making me feel things that I never thought I would. This night was amazing. I really hope it was good for you as much as it was good for me. I'm probably gonna collapse in your arms in a few seconds, though. So, just know that you can come back here as often as you want, Paladin. I hope I can see you again soon. My hero.